Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is July 2nd, 1953, and the title is Hoodoo Driver. Now, before we get started, fair warning, at the very end, normally when Cisco and Pancho are, as you assume, they're riding away from the situation, they're joking back and forth, that's actually missing. I think it was missing from last week's episode, it's missing from this week's episode, I'm not sure why. This one you'll hear as if they're walking, and then it just fades to nothing. You know, it is a show from the 1950s, so, you know, who knows what happened. So I do want to apologize, I do look forward to listening to that part of the show. And I also want to welcome all those new members who joined OTRWesterns.com membership. You get the extra bonus video, which is Bonanza, and you also get a Wild Bill Hickok, you know, radio series. And now I've got it set where you can just subscribe via iTunes to that and be able to listen all at once. So thank you guys again for being a member. Now let's get into today's episode. Like I said, it is from July 2nd, 1953, and I'll repeat the title one more time, is Hoodoo Driver. Thanks, and hope you guys enjoy.
Hazardous to your occupation. Kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
Now, the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Hoodoo Driver. Many a fabulous character rode the trails of the Old Southwest, but by far the most fabulous was the picturesque Cisco Kid. Always ready to risk life and limb in defense of the needy, always on the side of the law, the Cisco Kid made many valued friends and many sworn enemies. One of the worst of these enemies was rancher Blake Lee. As our story opens, Lee is waiting on the top of a small bluff that overlooks a stage road down the mountain. Presently...
Hey, Blake, you up here?
Right on up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Yeah, the stage is just a couple of minutes behind me, boss. Bullwhip Martin's making a fast trip today.
It'll be his last one. Is the Cisco Kid with him?
Yeah, riding on the driver's seat with Bullwhip. I rode over to Mesa Bluff, as you said, Blake, to watch him start the return trip.
This'll be Cisco's last ride, too.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to get him for 5 years, Dirk. Ever since he sent my partner, Rafe Newland, up for murder. And with Bullwhip dead, maybe his daughter won't be quite so uppity with me.
None of my business, Blake, but you've done well with your cattle spread, what with a little rustling to build up your herds. This business of murder is dangerous.
I'll make my own decisions. Get out your rifle, Dirk.
Sure, sure.
You take care of Bullwhip. I'm getting Cisco.
You'd ought to use a rifle, boss.
I don't like rifles. This old boy's lamping will carry down to that road and then some. And she shoots where she's held. Who else is aboard that stage?
Just that side-winding partner of Cisco's. He's riding inside.
Yeah? There. There's the stage, Dirk. Just making the pass up there.
Mm.
Remember now, when I give the word, shoot to kill.
I guess maybe I'm going to complete this trip without nothing going on, Cisco.
I hope so, Senor Bullwhip.
Last time I drove the stage was 2 years ago. Before that, I had a run of hard luck with holdups and runaways. Nobody's been willing to give me a job since. The sheriff said he'd take a chance on this trip. He bought out the stage line, you know.
Si. Well, we're nearly back to Pine Flat, Senor, so I think you have nothing to worry about. But what about that hombre you say you saw over Mesa Bluffs?
Oh, that was Dirk Ansel, Cisco. He's one of Blakely's cowhands. He don't like me because I won't let him pay court to Rose. Couldn't quite figure what Dirk was doing over there, but then maybe I'm just a mite jumpy.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
Hanson don't like the dust in his state. Hanson don't like to go pound, pound, roll over the place. Pancho and loco.
We left our horses in Pine Flats, Pancho. But we'll be there in a few moments.
Pancho ride one of the stage horses, no?
No, you cannot do that, amigo. Now be patient.
Jesus, go. Pancho be patient, but Pancho want to be patient.
Pancho's sick eating dust, eh?
He seems to be, senor. He forgets that you and I are also eating dust up this on the driver's seat.
I'm sure mighty grateful to you and Pancho for making this trip with me, Cisco. I asked you, sort of hoping that you two being along might break the hoodoo.
Say, Bullwhip.
Yeah? What is it, Cisco?
Someone is up on that bluff above. I just saw a push move. Pancho!
Hey, Cisco!
Have your guns ready, Pancho. We may have to... Oh! Oh, it's from here. Oh, it's been hit. Oh, easy, ha! You coyotes up there?
Pancho, shoot too, Cisco! You hit Cisco?
No, I'm all right, Pancho!
Hit Pancho, bad bandido! Hit that two bandidos, so Pancho!
Can I stop to hunt him down now, Pancho? Say, your bull has been hit. You must get him to a doctor. Doctor! Ah!
Yeah! See ya! Pancho, Cisco! Pancho, that can shoot no more! Pancho got to hang on with all his hands to keep right side down!
They're getting out of range now, Pancho!
Cisco!
Si, senor. You might try to talk. Save your strength.
No, Dirk, Cisco. I'm gone. Saw Dirk's horse on bluff. Dirk's horse.
Senor Bullwhip. Senor Bullwhip. Ah, he's dead. Someone is going to pay for this and pay with his life.
All right if I come in, Sheriff?
Why, Miss Rose, it's all right for you to come into this here office anytime you feel like it.
Thank you. Come here for two reasons. First, to watch Dad bring the stage in.
Uh-huh.
Second, to thank you for letting him make this trial run.
Why, that's all right, Rose. Your father's a good driver. Had some bad luck, that's all.
Not many men would have given him this chance because of his record of bad luck.
Well, now, of course, the fact that you're his daughter might have had something to do with my letting him make the run.
Oh, now, Sheriff.
You know, you're mighty pretty when you blush like that.
I think you're mean.
Yeah. Mean when a maverick, that's me. But... Well, I figure your dad will make me a mighty fine regular driver. Once he's got his voodoo broke.
Oh, there's a stage coming in now.
Hmm?
Well, that isn't Dad driving, Sheriff. It's Cisco.
Oh,
but where's Dad? Oh. Oh, my heavens, Sheriff, look. Oh,
come on, Miss Rose.
Keep down, say a foot away.
Dad! Oh, Dad!
Frank, shoot us, he's shot!
Oh,
what's the story, Cisco?
The story is, Senor Sheriff, that we were dry gulch coming down the mountain. Senor Bullwhip was shot and killed.
Oh, Dad!
See, Sheriff Pancho, think bullets all over the place.
Jake, take care of them horses. Any reason for the dry gulch in Cisco?
There was no attempted robbery, Sheriff. Therefore, it must have been a revenge killing. Just before he died, Senor Bullwhip said he saw a horse up on the bluff above from where the shooting came. Mm-hmm. And he said the horse belonged to an hombre named Dirk Ansel.
I'm going to go get my rifle.
Yeah, that's right, out on Blake Lee's spread. Now, what reason would Dirk have to dry gulch Bullwhip?
I do not know, Sheriff. I'm not familiar with this territory and its people. Pancho and I rode here at Senor Bullwhip's request to make his first run with him.
Yes, and I wasn't too much in favor of it either. Any more and I'm swallowing your story of being dry ghost. Now, what you had against Bullwhip, I don't know. But I'm sure going to find out. Now, you and Pancho come with me.
Pancho, I'd like the way you say this, Cisco.
What are you going to do with us, Sheriff?
I'm going to lock you up till I get to the bottom of this killing.
No, Sheriff, you are not. I've told you the truth. Pancho,
si?
Our horses are in the field back of the stable. Go get them.
Si, Cisco.
Wait a minute. Come back here, you.
Cisco say get our horses, Sheriff.
I said come back here. Well, maybe this will make you realize I mean what I say.
I'm work on, Cisco.
I'm sorry to have to do this, Sheriff, but Pancho and I are not going to be locked up.
Look out, Cisco.
Stop those guns, Sheriff. Stop them. Now, you will do no shooting. That is far enough for me. The first one of you to draw his guns will be sorry he did. Pancho,
si.
We'll back away from these hombres slowly.
Yes, go back slowly.
I'll return these guns of yours later on, Sheriff. And in front of them, I hope to bring you the killers of Senor Bullwhip.
Cisco.
Si?
Pancho, I think we get into more troubles at this rancho.
Oh, it's possible that we will, Pancho. But I am very anxious to get a look at that hombre, Dirk Ansel.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to get a look at him, trouble or no trouble.
What did Cisco say? Bunches come in trouble?
No, Mico. No. You have got it just backwards.
Uh-huh.
Trouble comes in bunches.
Oh, and Pancho make up a poem, Cisco. Cisco got hunches, troubles for bunches.
See, that is true, Pancho.
I like that.
I have got a hunches, as you call it.
Uh-huh.
But look, there is an hombre sitting in front of that bunkhouse cleaning a rifle.
Oh.
Let us talk to him.
Oh, Logo, we talk to him now. We talk to him. Now?
I'm looking for Dirk Ansel, hombre. Can you tell me where I can find him?
Yeah, I'm Dirk Ansel, whatever.
Then you are the one I want to see.
Pancho, too.
You were over in Mesa Bluffs today?
Maybe. Maybe not.
I think you were. There's a 38-55 rifle you are cleaning, hombre.
Yeah?
And here are several empty cartridge cases for that caliber rifle. I just found them, hombre, on a small bluff overlooking the stage roads down the mountain.
Yeah?
I also found some other cartridge cases, but at the moment that is not important.
What are you getting at, hombre? Come on, out with it.
Senor Bullwhip was dry gulch today down below that same bluff. Would you know anything about it?
Would I? You sure got your nerve with you coming here to ask me that. Hey, Blake!
Yeah?
You and the boys come out here, will you?
Get up on your feet, hombre. You are coming with us to talk to the sheriff.
Going with you, nothing. What you fool, can I
get? Other hombre gone. Come, Pancho. Right now I have other business.
Help you.
Hey, it's a Cisco kid.
Hey, it's a Cisco kid, hombre. And if you and your men want to draw in the face of this gun of mine, go right ahead. But I warn you, this first bullet will be for you.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't aiming to chew none of Cisco's lead.
You are wise, hombre. Pancho,
si?
Take the guns from Dirk Ansel. March him ahead of us.
Si, Cisco. You, hombre, move.
You ain't going far, Cisco, I'll tell you that.
We will see about that, Blake. I've not quite placed you yet, but I've seen you before. And I intend to see you again. Start out, Pancho. I'll catch up with you.
Si, Cisco. Up on your horse, hombre. Now, get a Pancho.
Oh. Just so that you'll remember me, Blake, I'm going to put my hand in your face and shove you back into this pack of coyotes of yours.
Hey! Bravo! Get him down!
See, Pancho, like many hornets. Now, let us find out if this trick will work.
Hey, what's the idea of taking us on this back trail, Blake? Rougher than thunder.
It's a shortcut, Slim. You heard Cisco tell Dirk he was taking him to the sheriff. But unless he takes this trail here, which he didn't, there's only one way he can get to town. And I don't aim to let him get the town.
You're going to dry gulch him, boss?
That's just what we're going to do. And this time I'm going to make sure of him. Well, this looks like the place I want.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is. All right, boys. Get your horses back out of sight of the main road.
All right.
Now, come on. Spread out, boys.
Yeah, we
Sammy, you get a couple hundred feet down the road in the direction of town. Take cover there.
All right, boss.
And don't be so trigger-happy as you usually are. You understand me?
All right.
If anybody rides up the road this way, let him alone.
You better tell Sammy again, boss. He's hard of hearing, you know.
Ah, he heard me. He nodded his head. All right, now the rest of you fan out. I want this road covered for 100 yards.
Hey, Blake, here comes Cisco. See him coming? He's way up the road there.
Yeah, I sure do see him. Well, get under cover, you hombres. And when I give the word, start shooting and keep shooting.
Right.
I want that blasted Cisco kid filled so full of lead they won't be able to lift him with a derrick.
It looks as if Cisco's going to ride smack into the trap the killer Blake Blee has set for him. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Hoodoo Driver. When Cisco drove in the stage with the body of the Hoodoo Driver, Bullwhip Martin, who was dry gulched, the sheriff accused Cisco and Poncho of the murder, despite the fact that Bullwhip had asked our friends to accompany him. Getting away from the sheriff, Cisco and Poncho rode to the ranch of Blake Lee, and there captured Dirk Ansel, whom they suspected of shooting down Bullwhip. Meanwhile, Blake and his men took cover along the road leading to town to Dry Gulch Cisco.
Now?
The Blake hombre not chase us, Cisco.
No, he is not chasing us, Poncho. He probably has another plan.
What plan? What plan?
If his mind works the way I think it will work, he will try to set a trap for us. Perhaps even now he is setting the trap.
He sure will, Cisco. You'll never get me to the sheriff's.
I would not be too sure of that, hombre.
Shut up, you hombre. Poncho, I'd like your voice.
I'll lay you a bet you don't get me to the sheriff, Cisco.
So, you also know the way your master's mind works, eh? By the way, while we are making conversation, hombre, what make of revolver does Blake pack?
What do you want to know for?
Oh, he's not important. Well, whatever it is, he's a far better shot than you are.
Better shot than me? With that old boy slamming?
Ha, 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 see. I thought that is what he carried.
What do you mean? What's the difference?
Never mind. That is enough. I'm tired of your talk. We'll stop here.
Hold over. Hold over. Why we stop, Cisco?
I'm looking over the territory ahead of us, Poncho. To get to the town on this road, we must ride into and through that canyon, which is a very likely place for Blake to try to ambush us.
It's ambush. And Poncho got enough of the ambush for one day.
Si, amigo, so have I.
And what we do?
We wait right here, Poncho. These rocks and trees will make good cover.
Very good cover.
I'm hoping Blake Lee and his gang will become impatient and ride to attack us. While we are at it, we may as well take half a dozen bandidos into the sheriff's as one.
I wish I'd made you stay home, Miss Rose. This ain't no mission for a girl to be riding on.
You couldn't have made me stay home, Sheriff. I'm not afraid of Dirk Ansel or Blake Lee either.
No, it just seems I couldn't give you an order, Miss Rose. I don't believe I ever will be able to.
I want to hear what Dirk says when you question him. You should have listened to what Cisco said about him, Sheriff. Cisco didn't kill Dad. Why, he and Dad have been friends for years.
Well, maybe I was a mite hasty, but, well, I still wouldn't trust Cisco.
Well, I trust him. What's the matter, boy? What is it?
Got his ears picked up because there's something ahead in the canyon, Miss Rose. My horse don't like it neither, whatever it is.
Oh, in heaven.
Hey, jumping grasshoppers, that bullet pen, Mike. Get down.
Yeah.
Miss Rose.
Yeah, all right, Sheriff.
Yeah, this is all right. Now, stay down in the cover.
Who'd be shooting at us, Sheriff?
I'll give you one guess.
You don't mean Cisco.
And that's just who I mean. And I'm going to give the sneaking coyote as good as he sends. I tell you, Miss Rose, that Cisco kid's a dry gulch and double crosser. And the first look I get at Cisco from now on, he's a dead man. Sammy?
Huh?
Did you fire them shots at the sheriff and the girl?
Well, you told me if anybody come up the road, let them have it.
I told you nothing of the kind, you fool. I said to let him alone. Now you've given away our position to Cisco, let alone getting us in trouble with the sheriff.
Hey, you bully, Cisco! I dare you to come out and fight man to man!
Cisco. The sheriff thinks we're Cisco. The girl's with him.
It's a nice little trick, too. Nice and pretty. Hey, boys. Boys, two of you keep up the shooting and keep the sheriff pinned down. If you can kill him, so much the better.
Sure, Blake.
What's going on, boys?
The rest of you come with me. We're going after Cisco and that other sidewinder. We're going to stalk him and we're going to fill him full of lead. Then we'll bring his body back here and dump him. And if you hombres can kill the sheriff, the girl will testify Cisco killed him. Come on, we're going after Cisco.
What all the shooting?
I do not know, Pancho. It may be a trick on the part of Blake Hombre to try to get us to investigate.
It might not be a trick, no.
See, it might not. There's no way of telling. I think I will investigate, Pancho.
Pancho, go investigate too, Cisco.
Very well. Take some rope and tie up this hombre.
Yeah, Pancho, investigate him.
Lay down flat. Turn over on your face, you.
Hey, look.
You like Pancho say, Pancho investigating you. Pancho hit you a good one, too.
Well, I'm getting you two for all this. Don't think I ain't.
You will get a rope around the neck. That is about all you will get, hombre.
Yeah. He tied up. Try to hold him, Cisco. We go now, Cisco?
See, we will go, Pancho.
No, wait.
What? See, the dust of riders. They are circling this way from inside that canyon, Pancho.
Come after us, no?
See, and they are coming fast. We will stay here, Pancho. Look. And they're going to ride past here, shooting Indian fashion. Down behind this cover, Pancho.
See, Cisco.
So, that is their plan to rush us. Well, we will give them a warm reception, Pancho.
The hut is set.
Save your ammunition, Pancho.
Ah?
There's no need to waste it now. Let us see what they will do next.
They turn. Right back, Cisco. More shooting.
See, here they come. And this time, they will split their forces and ride on each side of us. Now, we will use our guns, amigo. They are coming very close, Pancho. Be ready.
Pancho, ready.
You take the ones on that side. I will take the ones on this side. Now.
They come again, Cisco.
See, Pancho. I think they will. I'm going out after that Blake hombre this time.
No, no, Cisco. Please don't go. Too many hombres. They can't get you, Cisco.
Look, amigo. They have rifles that can shoot farther than I have revolvers. The shelter here is none too good. Another skirmish or two and both of us will be wounded, perhaps dead.
Pancho, I want Cisco to get killed.
I have no intention of getting killed, Pancho. I'll do as I say. If I can get that Blake hombre. Here they come again. I'll keep shooting. I've got to take the chance.
Pancho, shoot, you maverick!
Cabo!
Easy, boy. Come on. Yep. Diablo!
Diablo will have to be very lucky to get through this one, Chico.
Faster, Gaga!
Thus far, we are lucky, Diablo.
No, come in there. Get up now.
That is just what I'm not going to do. You murdering, can't be breaking. Ride them down, Diablo. Get in there. Come on there.
Ah. Come down off that horse, you.
I'll get you for this.
You have your chance. Let's see what you can do with it.
The answer is nothing. Nothing at all.
Just about one more punch will do for you.
I haven't got a shot at this, boy.
Not unless you want this.
Hold it, boys. Hold the shooting.
Tell them to throw down their guns. All of them. Quickly, yes, come on.
Sure. Easy on that trigger, Cisco. Dr. Kent's boys, if you don't, I'll get it.
That is one of the truest things you ever said, hombre.
Cisco! you all right?
Hey, Pancho, see. Oh. I'm not hurt. Round up those hombres, Pancho. Rope them.
All of them, Cisco?
Hey.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on, boys, let's get out of here.
Cisco, they get away.
That is all right. The two we want did not get away. All right, Blake. Stop cringing. You are not hurt.
I ain't done nothing, Cisco.
That remains to be seen.
It is sheriff, Cisco.
What you got here, Cisco? I have one of the banditos you want, Sheriff, for the murder of Senor Pullwhip. The other one is bound with ropes over there.
He lies, Sheriff. He lies.
You say Cisco like coyote and Pancho.
Quieto, Pancho, quieto. Sheriff, take that hombre's guns.
Sure thing I will, Cisco.
Now, what make are those guns?
Boy's lamping. Didn't know anybody wore that make of guns around here.
Here are some cartridge cases I picked up on the bluff just above where Senor Bullwhip was killed. They are 38s for those guns.
I knew it, Sheriff. I told you Cisco'd never kill Dad.
Well, I guess you're right, Miss Rose. I first suspected it when I sneaked up and gunned down them two hombres at Blake's back in the canyon there. My apologies, Cisco.
That is quite all right, Sheriff. Pancho and I will help you take in these two prisoners. And I am quite sure you will have no trouble getting full confessions from both of them. So, there's to be a wedding, senorita.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, Cisco.
What do you have to say to that, Senor Sheriff?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised either, Cisco.
Pancho, that thing, nobody's surprised.
Well, that is just as it should be. And Pancho and I are both glad for you.
Thank
you,
Pancho's so happy. Pancho stand on his head, so he's so happy. You watch, Pancho. Pancho, fall over there.
You are too heavy to do that, amigo. But you may be sure, Senorita and Senor Sheriff, that Pancho and I will be back for the wedding.
Yeah, Pancho loves to cry at weddings.
I do hope you'll both be there.
We will be, Senorita.
But just in case something goes wrong and you're not, come over here, Cisco.
Si, Senorita.
I know the sheriff won't mind.
Gracias, Senorita. Now I know we will be back.
You too, Pancho.
But, Senorita, Pancho.
There.
Pancho be back too, Senorita. Pancho's so happy now, he turned back somewhere of the soul.
But, Pancho.
Too fat.
I had better get him out of here before he smashes all the furniture. Come, Pancho. Adios, Senorita, Senor. And may all happiness be yours.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.